This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Washington state officials will certify the results of the governor's election this week. After three vote counts, the winner is Democrat Christine Gregoire, although maybe we should say she is the winner of the moment. Republican Dino Rossi had been leading in earlier counts, and his campaign may formally challenge the results. All of this is forcing the current governor to pause a moment even as he cleans out his desk. Austin Jenkins reports from the state capitol, Olympia.
As the battle continues over who will become Washington's next chief executive, Governor Gary Locke, a two-term Democrat, is stuck in limbo. The nation's first Chinese-American governor, he could have run for a third term, but instead decided to step down from elected office after nearly a quarter century of public service. But the possibility remains he may be a third-termer after all.
I don't know if it would be a part of a third term, because I guess it's an extended second term, I guess. It would be the longest second term of any governor in history.
Jokes aside, Locke is determined to leave office at noon on January 12th, Inauguration Day. In fact, it would appear he already has one foot out the door.
We're leaving the governor's residence right after Christmas, moving back up to Seattle, and the kids will be starting in the Seattle schools right after the Christmas break. And for that last 10 days, I'm anticipating commuting from Seattle down to Olympia.
But if Washington's governor's race remains unresolved into January, Locke might be making that two-hour round-trip commute for a lot longer. Jennifer Jolly, the governor's legal counsel, explains what happens in a situation like this.
Well, it appears under Article 3, Section 2 of the state constitution that the governor would remain in office until his successor is elected and qualified.
Governor Locke says it came as a surprise to him that he'd have to stay on as governor, and he certainly doesn't seem amused.
It's not something I'm looking forward to, but if that's what the Constitution requires, then we will do that. But again, our family is ready to move on to the next chapter in life, and I just think that for the good of our state, that we need to resolve this as quickly as possible so that the next governor can be duly inaugurated and take office.
At this point, that could be a holiday wish that goes ungranted. With Democrat Christine Gregoire suddenly in the lead, Republicans are mounting a campaign to force counties to revisit previously rejected ballots. There's also the very real possibility that after the election results are certified, they will be formally contested, which could throw the governor's race into the courts or to the state legislature, leaving Governor Locke marooned at the statehouse. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.